Two movies enter, one movie leaves. We watch two Game of Deaths. One with the last film by Bruce Lee. The second could be the last film by Wesley Snipes. All on tonight's There Can Be Only One podcast. Welcome to the There Can Be Only One podcast, where we watch two movies with the same title, decide if one gets to keep it or even if both gets to keep it, and give a new title based off of what we saw. My name is Robert Rowell, and joining me today are
Herman Omega Prime Davis
and
Mike Regular Name Honore.
Oh, we're using regular instead of unleaded Mike, which is a shame. But that's regular now, isn't it? Unleaded,
I'm not supreme at all. I am regular. 87
you're not,
octane.
You're not baby love, Mike Honore.
I'm straight up 87 octane. I can't afford 89.
So we were looking over the list of movies that we haven't done, and Wesley Snipes' name comes up a lot because he had a very good opening career for his life. Like he was one of those guys that you expected big things out of because. He was featured in a lot of movies early in his career where it felt like the trajectory was just going up and up and up. And then he hit a wall, and that wall was jail. And
that's a big wall.
That was a huge
with
wall.
Razor wire.
Yes, it was. He has since made movies after he's gotten out of jail, but there was like a period in between the time that he was about to go to jail and not. That he was just trying to come out with movies in order to pay because he owed taxes. He's like, hey, let me just do all these stupid films.
Yeah.
And he's actually made a couple out afterwards. So one of the ones that he's made, I'm guessing it got pushed around and named several things before that, is a movie called Game of Death. And immediately, Herman said, hey, that's a Bruce Lee movie. And it's one of the Bruce Lee films I have not seen. It's his last one where he fought Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah,
famous air pilot Kareem Abdul-Jabbar from Airplane, of course. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what he's known for.
That's what I know him from.
Right.
He do look like some dude I know named Lou Alcindor. But, they just look alike.
I mean, he looks older. Yeah. He looks a little older
Captain
than
Lou Alcindor? Yeah. I remember that dude.
Yeah.
He had a bunch of rubber bands when he played basketball. Yeah.
He would flick it at the other basketball players as they were trying to hit free throws. Mm-hmm. He's like, stop doing it. What do you mean, ref? I don't understand. And then someone would throw graffiti. Or not graffiti.
Confetti.
Yes, graffiti. They graffitied the audience.
They graffiti. I just like to see a bunch of guys, some taggers just out there.
That was done by his sinister partner, Bob Ross.
I would love Rip Taylor as a graffiti artist where he just throws confetti.
He had the guy come and pre-glue a wall.
Right,
and
right.
He throws confetti at him.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So, and we were watching the trailer for Game of Death, at least with Bruce Lee, and it was the immortal Bruce Lee. Two words that should have never been combined. It's like Nirvana. We'll go on forever. Yay! And then nothing. So
And then soon after, they prove that. Yeah, it's pretty much like saying the unsinkable Titanic.
Right. Exactly. Bruce Lee is the Titanic of actors, at least over here.
If you just kept your mouth shut, he'd have been all right.
You think that the trailer guy, didn't he already died? And then they say, he already did. Well, so that's called immortal.
I think, I guess maybe, which is the wrong word choice.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what else to say.
I mean.
Not immortal, because he's dead.
Yeah, just say mortal.
Very mortal. extremely mortal Bruce Lee.
It's been proven.
So one of the movies I've seen afterwards, there was after he had died, there was a huge rush of other Asian films that came out right after his death where they would get somebody and have them star as a Bruce Lee-like. And
The dude called Bruce Lai.
One I've seen was called The Dragon Lives Again. If you get a chance to see this, if there's like a 10-minute version to watch, I wouldn't suggest watching the whole thing. Yeah. But it involved other characters from other movies. Like they were just straight ass ripping off of every single movie they could find. They had Dracula in that movie, James Bond, Zatoichi, Clint Eastwood, The Godfather, Laurel and Hardy, The Exorcist, Emmanuel,
The porn?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. And Popeye. Like, that was the, like, and as like, the icing on the cake.
Did they all meet the Three Stooges or something? Like,
yeah, Abbott and Costello. Sure, that would have made sense. I think we better get out of here, Abbott.
Now I want to see, like, Scooby-Doo and the gang meets. All these people just start lifting off names. What's the mystery? Why are they all still here?
It was supposed to be almost like it was meant to be like a purgatory that he existed in. Like after he died, he went to this land where all these other people existed. But it really was
called hell.
It was more like a soft. It was basically like a soft core porn. There was tons of nudity in it. But it like those things that happened because you had a guy that was a commodity that you really wanted to have more out there, and it turns out. He's not around anymore. What are we going to do? Yeah. Sort of thing.
His name's still new enough and hot. I wasn't alive then. I don't think none of us were. So,
no.
But I don't, especially wouldn't have been old enough to know the popularity of Bruce Lee was, because I think it was popular, but it wasn't super popular yet. I think people,
right.
They were probably putting out stuff like before people even realized he's really dead. Put stuff out. Put it out. I was like, nah, he's been dead for 2 years. Oh, really? Shit.
I did not know he was dead because, like, the first time I really got introduced to Bruce Lee was The Last Dragon.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, man. I said, what Bruce Lee doing? And my cousin was like, he dead, huh?
Yeah, like, I was just saying, like, my dad didn't tell me. He had a bunch of movies, like Chinese Connection and all those, whatever one where he wore a necklace and he couldn't fight as long as on.
No, we watched that for a Buttonomathon, that application process.
I love that movie.
You should have been here.
I know, but I didn't apply. But no, but I'm saying, like all those are the ones I watched, and then Enter the Dragon, and then like I'm into it. I'm a kid who's into Bruce Lee, and then it's like, nah, he's super dead.
Yeah, you liked him? Well, too bad. It's like introducing a kid to Serenity. Like, oh, I love that season. Where are the rest of them? They don't exist.
I think I actually realized he was dead after it was No Retreat, No Surrender, the movie.
Oh.
Like, because there was a part where this kid was obsessed with, it was like a Jean-Claude Van Damme's first movie, too.
Yeah.
But, like, the kid was, like, I think he actually talked to the ghost of Bruce Lee in the movie.
Oh, Jesus.
I was like, wait, he's dead? Yeah, he's been dead, said my dad. Like, oh.
Don't you hate it when, like, three Bruce Lees visit you at Christmas Eve, you know, to tell you the error of your ways? You should work out more discipline.
Like water. Come on, flow like
Bruce
water. It
would have been the worst workout partner ever because you'd be like, all right, Bruce, be here for an hour, bro. You ready to go? No.
I've never been in an hour at a gym. Quit lying about being at a have gym for an entire
have
hour.
Have you seen me 4 years ago? I was at a gym for 2 hours sometimes.
That's how I'm. Me too. I'm lazy because I take time in between sets. I can't do intervals. Bruce Lee, yeah, I wouldn't want to work out with him either.
No, man, because he do like 1,000 push-ups, 1,000 kicks, 1,000 punches, 1,000 this and that. I'm like, come on.
And I bet he looks at you like an asshole because you can't, like, no discipline. Mm-hmm. Like, man, you are 38 pounds.
Yeah.
Come on.
He probably did it to his kid, too. Like, it wouldn't just be friends. Brandon Lee, like him trying to figure out what to do. What do you think? You're going to star in a movie one day, and then, like, the gun's going to malfunction, and you will also have the same fate that I do? I just choreographed your entire life. So there. You're going to have to star in a film with Dolph Lundgren. Rocket Car. Woo!
That was a good movie, though.
Showdown in Little Tokyo?
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
Yeah. I mean, we have a tendency to do that where, like, I remember that being a good movie. Is there another movie named that?
Yeah.
Let me see if there's something else called that.
Is there another movie named Rapid Fire? So we can find that.
No, there's not another movie. That's the first one I looked up.
That was your first one?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
That was my cousin's first DVD back in like 2000. No, Rapid yeah. Fire? When DVDs were brand kind of new.
Mm-hmm. Rapid Fire.
He was
fire.
On his way, too. Man.
I'll
But do you think, but Bruce Lee being statue, though, do you think he could whoop his ass?
Who?
Bruce Lee.
He'd tire me out. I already, it's one of those things, if I ever grabbed him up, maybe I'd have a chance, but he's quick. He's too quick. I don't think his punches hurt that much, honestly. Like, just, there'll be a lot of them, and it'll wear you out, but I think it's just a lot of quick, beep, 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 like, I quit. Yeah,
so, a government agency hires a mercenary to track down to capture an escaped terrorist starring Joe Spinell, Ron Walden, Michael Wayne, so on and so forth. Rapid Fire from 1989. I don't know if it's available. That would be the only problem. But yes, another movie exists.
Wait, didn't Brandon Lee Rapify came out in 1990?
Something.
90-something. Yeah, 92.
It had to be before 94.
Why?
Well.
He got busy.
Yeah, really.
He, you know, it goes, get busy living or get busy dying. He got really busy.
Dying.
What happened to the dog, I wonder? Why she didn't... What was her name? Brenda Lee?
Sure.
Oh, she...
Sarah Lee. All right.
And nobody doesn't like her. Yeah. I remember she did that... she popped up on that show. It was Shannon Lee. I think it was Bruce Lee's daughter.
Oh, Shannon Lee.
She was on that show they had. Like, it was like American Gladiators meets WWE. Oh, like Terry Crews was on it.
Yeah, I know you're talking about Pro Ball. Where they had a dude that was a wolf. That always like, woo.
Well, that was actually the reboot of American Gladiators. Okay. But this one was like...
Was Terry Crews T-Money?
He was T-Money, yeah.
T-Money. Okay.
I just can't remember the name of the show. It had some guy who always wore soccer jerseys and had a gross voice. I just remember bits and pieces.
She is listed as an actress in 12 movies. She is a producer in 3. But according to IMDb, you would know her from as a producer for The Legend of Bruce Lee, then I Am Bruce Lee, and then Blade.
Blade?
She plays Resident in Blade. Past that, I have no idea what... It is highlighted. I can find out what Resident means.
So, hey, we connected Bruce Lee Game of Death to Wesley Snipes Game of Death by Shannon Lee. You know?
Well, then.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to...
We can go home.
Yeah, we don't have to watch anything.
Yeah, it's 2 degrees of separation.
Nice. All right, so let's watch the Bruce Lee Game of Death, and we'll be back very shortly.
Now, superstar, Superman, the one, the only, the immortal, Bruce Lee, in the super screen excitement of them all, Game of Death. Never such action, never such incredible feats. Also starring Academy Award winner Gig Young.
You can leave this here.
Golden Girl Colleen Camp. Academy Award winner Dean Jagger.
Casting aside his life.
4 years in the making. Hugh O'Brien. Lee's last is his best. See him conquer 7'4" colossus Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. See him battle world karate champ Bob Wall to the death.
Back now. Hey.
We're back. Yes.
We just finished watching an abomination known as Game of Death, a.k.a. Bruce Lee for 10 minutes, and then the winners of the best-looking Bruce Lee
contest.
Yeah, for 2 years running, I guess. Yeah,
if they held that contest in Canada, because they were awful.
Right. But they was like, okay, so you... In the same way that that you have like the people on the street, like the Spider-Man's on the street of Hollywood, they look like Spider-Man because they wear the Spider-Man outfit. That's the same way we got for Bruce Lee in this movie. For anybody that's not seen it, there's only one place you can find it because we thought it was on YouTube and it was, but it was in a different language. Turns out Daily Motion had a copy of it, and. There's a very good reason why nobody's really gone out of their way to try to get this version of Game of Death out there, because it was made after Bruce Lee had died, and used about 10 minutes of footage with Bruce Lee in it. The rest of it was just a couple of people that kind of looked like Bruce Lee, either wearing glasses, wearing makeup. At one time, had their entire face in a cast. They had like old man makeup or like a beard. To cover it up, you know, the way you would whenever someone died and you want to keep it going, like Weekend of Burning style. That's right. What they did, right?
Yeah.
Hey, we had to pretend like he was still alive, right?
A different color beard. Like, he had black hair, but they went with the brown beard and brown mustache.
People's beards don't necessarily look the same as when they, you know, like their hair grows out. So,
true.
But it's still, it's still some of the costumes he got into. Like, he got one of his costumes was an old kung fu master. Mm-hmm. Like full on
Lopan.
Yeah, Lopan. Yeah, really. It was like a Lopan. with a long beard, and like he was around regular Chinese people. They had to be like, what the fuck is this old dude? Where is he from? What century is this old bastard?
Yeah, he basically dressed up as Uncle Sam around them. If you needed like an American comparison, like he had the full red, white, and blue outfit with like big top hat going around. It's like, I'm looking like a normal American. This is me. But this Chinese version.
Yeah, so. this is what the Chinese look like. We have kung fu outfits all the time.
The basic descriptions that we can get for this movie is you have Bobby Lowe, played by Bruce Lee and others. is a huge star in China. Stop me if we're losing comparisons between the actual Bruce Lee and none. He gets hounded by these groups of people that want to use him to fight. And he's like, no, I'm an actor. That's kind of stupid. Why would you do that? He's like, well, we got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to do it, and he's not really a fighter. I'm like, well, that's a good point, but I don't want to do it. Right. Better yet, how about I fake my death? especially after you try to shoot me because I said no. And in probably the most bizarre sequence in this, anytime he would be on set, it would be from another movie. And they actually had someone come in and shoot Bruce Lee in the face during a take of the movie, the same way Brandon Lee died.
Did you ever figure out what name of that movie was that they used?
I didn't. I couldn't figure it out. I don't think it was Chinese Connection. I can't remember. Maybe it was Chinese Connection.
It was Rush Hour. they could have used anything. It did not matter. The movie started out with him fighting Chuck Norris, and
that was from another. That was the end of Return of the Dragon.
Chuck Norris, he actually wanted to sue them because he did not authorize. Like they made it look like he was in this movie.
Yeah, they did. In the opening, he was in the opening credits. Like, full. No, Chuck Norris.
Yeah, they. He was in that movie about as much as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was. I mean, I mean, maybe a few minutes more for Kareem, but that's about it.
Right. Well, he was basically.
Well, Kareem actually fought him. Yeah. I mean, he fought Bruce Lee.
This one was a link. Being like, look at Billy. Like, they took that movie and made it look like Billy Lowe, the actor, performed in a movie where he fought Chuck Norris. And then cut, and then a light almost fell on his head and killed him.
Right.
It was like. But it was never Bruce Lee.
There was a great scene early on. Where it almost felt like they gave up trying to do this, where he was in a dressing room and they pasted Bruce Lee's head on top of the other actor, and and they could have done that for the rest of the movie and I would have been happy.
Oh yeah,
like that would have been great. Or where they just—that's
the thing though. For this movie, there was so much potential for him to not have somebody pretending to be Bruce Lee's character. Like if they would have done the whole movie with Billy Lowe as that guy, I know you got to sell a movie and sell it with Bruce Lee. But whatever, if you do what you got to do, but you sell this guy, he gets shot in the face, they fake his death, and then he comes back and it's Bruce Lee. That's the face he has now. And you can sell that, but they're like, nope, we're going to just keep pretending. It's racist when you think about it. The whole movie was like, all Asians look alike, just throw anybody in there. Like, it was so wrong.
And one time they used Godzilla, and they're like, well, that's Japan.
He's Japanese. Yeah. They just used a foo dog in there at one point just to tribute. They were like, I don't see that.
They had like 30 minutes of Iron Chef. It didn't even make any sense. I don't know why they bothered, but
with Mark Duskaskis.
I don't know why I always thought Bruce Lee was half Japanese. I don't know why.
I think that was you watched too much Chinese Connection like I did. Like when they fought each other.
Okay, that's what it was. All
right. It was just the good half that was half Japanese, which was
it was
nothing.
The angrier half.
And he has a girlfriend in this, very familiar face. She's been in a lot of other movies. As everybody pointed out, she's been in things, and for a very long time. She is, as he is an actor, she is a singer. Like, they definitely didn't make one the breadwinner and not the other one.
The dynamic duo.
Right.
They're both killing it in China.
That was the Beyonce and Jay-Z of China right there. And and everybody in the world had eyes on both of these people. So whenever... when Billy Lowe gets shot in the face, they have the funeral, which is the exact funeral. Well, it was Bruce Lee's funeral.
It was footage of Bruce Lee's
funeral. Yeah, that's how fucking disrespectful it was. They made a movie without nobody blessing, none of his family, his wife, nobody blessing.
Can you imagine if they did that for like Fast and the Furious, where it was Paul Walker's funeral and they killed him off like that?
And they showed actual footage from his funeral?
Right.
Well, it would be closed casket.
Boy, yeah, but still, just imagine that they're showing like this stock footage for this film are actors and famous people
right.
crying at his memorial service,
mm-hmm.
and they put that in a movie. Like, that's such a disrespectful.
I don't know. They'd be like, well, why is this actor crying for Brian? I don't know.
Yeah, but yeah, it'll be all these people who they like the bad guys from the Fast movies are crying for him. They're like, why is he here? It's like, oh, that's Paul Walker's actual death memorial footage. One, why was there cameras? That's weird. Two,
Jason Statham is just bawling at this thing. He's like, I learned so much.
They're like, why do they keep calling him Paul?
It's just a really bad dub.
We'll miss you so much, Brian. Like that, it is. It's so disrespectful.
Oh God, they're gonna do this with Star Wars. This is what's really discouraging about this whole thing. Is you've got an entire franchise that's built around famous people that they have. I don't want to go too much into what's happened with Rogue One because two people at this table have seen it. One person is not.
I haven't seen it. I'm trying.
But they're. The thought of like, oh, someone's going to die, not a problem. Let me just say that, right? It is addressed in Rogue One, mm-hmm. and it could easily now be addressed since Carrie Fisher is dead. That they said she's done filming Episode 8, but what are they going to do with their character?
Well, we live in the good age of technology, I guess, you know?
Right.
But that, Star Wars fans aren't going to stand for that. Like, I think they will, but at the same I don't know. They're crazy people.
Yes, they are.
But I think I think they have enough. Like, hey, y'all know she really did, right? But like Star Wars, they're like, we'll accept that. Is there any way you can reanimate her for another movie? Like, can we just we'll put her on sticks and bob her around a little bit and see what happens?
That's fucking science fiction. Couldn't they like
they strap a bomb onto her and she blows up the next Death Star?
They just fly her into the port.
Well, no, couldn't she fall into like a pool of a force juice in? Come back to somebody
else. She gets
else.
The flu for too many Medicorians.
She comes out as Han Solo. Like, he's like, because he realized he made
Harrison Ford dresses up as Carrie Fisher as Princess, I'm sorry, General Leia.
Yeah.
And just like, they're like, General Leia.
Oh. 2-1 fool Princess Leia,
I wasn't going to come back, but if anything for Carrie. I think he had her killed, by the way.
Right.
In real life.
You think?
I think. Well, because it was just
because of the book. Yeah.
Because of the book, like, bitch, how dare you? She probably said some shit.
That's true. At this point, she's at that I don't give a fuck phase. Mm-hmm. Also, there's the process. She might have just killed herself because the prospect of keeping to go to, like, conventions this whole time, she might have, like,
she was like, I've been out of this shit for over 20 years.
She was supposed to be
New Orleans.
Yeah, she was supposed to be at New Orleans this weekend because of Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. And I could see somebody thinking that. It's like, no, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. Heart attack.
I think she did it just so that people could be mad at Steve Martin. Because she knew that Steve Martin was going to say what a beautiful creature she was.
Yeah, that's exactly so why. She created a Twitter.
To make people hate Steve Martin. Yes. As if the banjo didn't already do that.
The longest con that no one even knew was going to happen.
This whole career of being a folksy banjo player culminates with Carrie Fisher's death. And then like in a month, they're going to redo Three Amigos. Mm-hmm. They're going to do Four Amigos with Eddie Murphy.
It's all women.
It's been a long con.
Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah. And Eddie Murphy dressed up as Norbit's, name?
Rasputia.
Eddie Murphy playing all Four Amigos.
I hate to bring it up, but speaking of that, though, you heard that they talking about doing a Big Mama Madea movie?
I'm sorry? You're putting both of them in the same movie?
In the same thing?
Yeah.
And Norbit's not invited to this party?
I have not. No, maybe it could be Life 2.
Life 2, that would be awesome. When they got out and they became old ladies?
Yeah, and they go to jail again, I don't know, something.
Yeah, you have Madea and Big Mama go into jail, and it basically turns into like those softcore porns that happen, but it involves those two, and I would pay to see that, totally.
If Tyler Perry was allowed to make out with more dudes on a movie, I'm sure he would.
No, this would be like chick prison movies, you know, like the
Penitentiary.
Sure.
Okay.
Whatever the Pam Grier ones were called. Yeah. I forgot.
What was it, Black Mama, White Mama?
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know why not, But I don't want to see, that'd be awful. Like, I don't want both of that going on.
Oh, shit. She makes a movie with Mama's Family. Like that. Like that. They do that.
Vicki Lawrence. What if they just swap old ladies in movies? Have Madea show up to the town and like, hello, your mama ain't here, Vince. I know most of them are dead except Vicki Lawrence, basically, and Betty White.
Yeah, well.
Betty White wasn't on there much.
She was on there for a year, but yeah, they had Rue McClanahan. She's not, yeah.
Well, those are all the, like, the, well, her daughters. Well,
Getty is really the grandmother of Golden Girls, huh? Like the,
yeah, well, she was actually younger than all of them.
Yeah.
Well, she was younger than Dorothy. Yeah. Yeah.
I think Rue was the youngest, but I'm not 100% sure.
That's why she was out there cadding around.
Yeah. You joined us on Golden Girl Talk.
we just crossed over podcasts. We don't really promote this one a whole lot. Yeah. But it's an important one for us.
It definitely is.
Hey, Golden Girls is a good show. Fuck.
Basically, getting back to Game of Death, for some reason, for some reason, this movie is an hour and 40 minutes, but it only needed to be 18 at tops, because that's all the footage they had. They had him fighting three people.
The best, like, I like the fact that Robert's never seen it before.
Right.
And so, like, I knew the key parts of it, like, the big parts of this is Kareem fight, the yellow suit, that's basically it. That's all you need to remember. I saw the motorcycle guy, I was like, he's gonna take that dude's outfit or something.
Yeah.
And through he knocked him down, like, time to take his outfit, and I was like, no. And I was like, yeah, he has to have it. He didn't bring it with him. There's one right there that will fit.
It just didn't make any sense to me. Like, why would you, it's like, well, I killed this guy, I might as well honor him by wearing his outfit.
Well, can you imagine if he went into the restaurant wearing his regular clothes and started walking up the stairs and all of a sudden changed into a yellow jumpsuit?
It
would have made just as much sense, honestly. I like the attempts at connecting the real footage with the bullshit is what makes me giggle so hard.
Oh, it's awful. It
adds so much more time to the movie. Him having to fight these motorcycle guys, steal one of their outfits instead of just like showing up in it.
But see, this make me respect Bae Young a little bit more now, because I always thought that he was underappreciated. But like watching this movie and seeing him do most of the fucking fighting scenes for the fake Billy Lowe, like, damn, this dude is actually pretty good.
So I think death is very appropriate in the title for this movie. I don't know if we want to call it Game of Death. Like that's just something that you throw out of there. It feels like that's what Game of Thrones should be called, more than anything.
The game in the way of, like, I'm fucking with you kind of way.
Right.
Yeah, I'm fucking with you of death.
Yeah. Game of death. Gotcha.
Gotcha. You lose. You lose, stupid. You lose the game. I'm thinking this is a real Bruce Lee movie.
Yeah. And
how about fake death?
And it was definitely fake.
Right. But it's got to be...
Stunt double death.
Bruce at least. Bruce. That's about what they would.
At least 20 minutes.
That charades.
It was a game. That's the thing, though. Even when I think about it, like, if Bruce Lee did the entire film and it was all him, where was the real game of it?
Well, that's the thing. If Bruce Lee did the entire film, Bruce Lee would have been a lot more talkative and charismatic.
I'm guessing they adjusted this plot, but didn't adjust the name or one or the other. But there was nothing. I try and look at it as if Bruce Lee was there from top to bottom.
Mm-hmm. So the dude with the match in his mouth, I thought looked like Steve McQueen. Turns out he was one of the people that turned down this movie because it would have disrespected his death. James Colburn turned it down. Muhammad Ali turned it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going through the footage right, or the trivia stuff right now.
Which is the opposite of like that. Like we're talking about that Imaginor. Dr. Parnassus, the Terry Gilliam film, where Heath Ledger dies. So in all the dream sequences they get, they had Jude Law, they had Johnny Depp, they had Colin Farrell. But it was supposed to be in his dream. That's who he saw himself as. So they got these people to film these roles, you know, do the filming that he didn't get to do.
But they, Jude Law, Johnny Depp, I don't know if the other guy did it, but they all took the money that they got paid for the film and gave it to the daughter of Heath Ledger.
So yeah, that they put it in a college fund.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I think they all did that. But I mean, Colin Farrell might not. He was an actor. but even with them doing that, it's these celebrities honoring him, and they found a way to do it. There was nothing honorable of what they were doing to Bruce Lee death in this movie. It was a slap in the face. It was so many suggestions about him dying, which just seems in poor taste when he's dead in real life.
So this should be called The Game of Life? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I don't know, it's definitely, I just feel like the whole movie was a big fuck you. to everybody, to Bruce Lee's family, to the people who want to see a Bruce Lee movie.
Right.
Like, it was a big old fuck you. Like,
the game of shame.
Yeah. The game. It was, yeah. It was the shame.
It feels
death
like
of death.
Yeah, you know, like when you get a multivitamin and it promises like this is all your daily amount of what you need and it only has like a tenth of it. That's basically right. What this film felt like.
Yeah,
you got ripped on like something you ordered through catalog. That's what this movie.
These are X-ray glasses. Yeah, these are X-ray glasses.
These are the sea monkeys of Bruce Lee films. Is what this is. It did nothing. It has no nutritional value whatsoever, but it is damn funny. To sit around and watch. If we actually felt people would come and see this film, this could easily be a spoof. But we know that the people that would be interested in seeing this would just go see it on their own. They wouldn't bother.
If they can find it. If we can find it to spoof it.
That's yeah. Yeah. No.
That's a lot of work. There's definitely a tape out there, I'm sure.
I can dig through my dad's old VHSs and find it.
Oh, yeah?
Y'all want to go to FYE?
They don't have it.
Somebody already bought it. They're at 50% off, I'm sure, right now.
Yeah, somebody would have bought. That'd be just like,
no, they're at 40% off. I just
they're still at 40%?
Yes. That was like, so
how much are they trying to be open? I mean, I haven't been. I will go. I will go at 50. I don't shop for sales unless it's at least 50%.
They got a lot of stuff in there.
It's only
40%. So absolutely going to have a lot of shit.
Yeah, they're at the price that they're normally at, especially with used stuff, because it's like a buy one or buy two, get one free. That's about 40%. That's right. There's no sale in that whatsoever.
You hit me up at 75%.
Yeah, that's why I
blow a paycheck and buy 1,000 movies.
I went there 2 days ago. I'm thinking like, okay, it's after Christmas in January. Dude said that they're trying to close the store by January. So I noticed it. Got to be down low. Nope.
No, that's y'all trying too hard. Didn't they do the same shit last time they were talking about closing?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, y'all didn't tell me about that.
This ain't the first time FYE was closing.
This is like the game of death all over again with FYE.
Yeah, more bullshit.
The game
and
of
lies.
FYE, that's what we should call it.
The game of fucking lies.
Yeah, that's it. That's the name of the
game
title.
Of lies. Wait, I like that.
Oh, we gotta watch the second movie before we decide to change the
game
movie.
Of lies.
No, that's gonna be some shit.
Maybe some death. Oh yeah. So yeah, now we're gonna watch the other game of death starring Wesley Snipes. This is after his time in jail because it says 2010. He's been out for a while, I guess.
Really? I didn't think that I thought his first movie back was Expendables. Oh, okay.
I can look this up and see if this was. Well, I mean, I'm sure they'll say.
Speaking
of
Expendables, you know they're making another Expendables.
Yeah. Who are they adding to it? Who's left that I can't think of right now?
I think they're taking Ronda Rousey.
Jennifer Grey.
Yeah, exactly. That's the catch of the movie. I need 80s action stars, and you've had them.
80s?
Oh,
they had Charles Bronson.
He's dead.
He's dead?
Yeah, he's dead. He's
God
been dead.
Damn.
Was Cynthia Rothrock any of them? I watched the fuck out of that. Sure, yeah. I love China O'Brien.
Man, I'm glad. Why you wasn't here last time when I was trying to explain to Robert?
I love China O'Brien.
This shit. We watched like the karate movie, and I was like trying to go through this list of like, oh, no, we watched, shit. The dude would fight the power. I mean, I Got the Power.
I got, yeah, Snap. Sure.
Snap, but what was the movie?
Jeff Speakman. Sure, that was The Perfect Weapon.
The Perfect Weapon.
Perfect Weapon, okay.
Yeah, I was trying to go to the list, like, back when Perfect Weapon came out, there was a bunch of these, like, Cynthia Rothrock and Billy Blanks, Telling the Eagles. Yeah. Like, all these movies just popped out of nowhere.
Those were good. Yeah, but that was hot right now. I remember Billy Blanks, and he was in a movie, and I forget what it was. There was some, like Chinese... With pit fighting, it might have been
going to get something with a robot. TC 2000.
Maybe, but I remember his brother was in it.
Okay,
his brother's name is Michael Blanks.
Okay,
what I remember that because
the Blank Boys,
the Blank Brothers. What I remember that for is that in the movie,
they called him Blank Man.
That's his name was something, whatever. Mm-hmm. The Tyrone Thomas. Let's just say that was his name. I can't remember. Swear to God, the entire time he was on screen, he had on an MB necklace.
Uh huh.
His real necklace that he refused to take off during the movie.
The movie you're talking about is TC 2000, which came out in 1993, got 4.4 stars. And did it have his brother in it as well? Let's see.
I don't know. It was one with Michael Blank. I don't know if
Billy
it was that
Blank
one, but it
was like Reagan and him. Then he came back.
He did a movie with what's his name? The big Bolo.
Ooh.
Bolo.
Holy shit. He's in a movie called The Master. What the hell? I don't know if I want to see the other master again, but jeez.
Yeah.
He's in a movie called Invincible. This guy has got a list of movies.
We gonna do Billy Blanks.
Oh, man.
He's gonna be he's gonna be the new Henry Silver.
He could be the new Mark Damascus. That guy.
Yeah, that too. We know we did him too.
Yeah, I know y'all did. I watched one with y'all with him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And but we y'all, did twice. Y'all did a whole. Yeah, y'all had a whole time of it. I was like, I missed all his.
Okay. I don't think this is.
I don't think that was the one. There was a movie. The guy. Okay, you know the guy who Bruce Lee fights. The guy from
Bolo.
That is Bolo. Yeah,
that's, he was in Game of Death, but I didn't know.
But how he looks? He's always been swole since. I mean, he was the dragon, big and swole. He was.
His nickname was the Chinese Hercules.
Maybe whatever. That sounds about right. But he was in this movie where he was a good guy, I believe.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. That was like one of the few movies. I know who you're talking about because it was one of the few movies he was a good guy. Right. Most of the movies he in, he's a bad guy.
Yeah, he's the muscle. He's a henchman of some sort.
Bloodsport. If y'all wonder who we're talking about, we're talking about the dude that was in Bloodsport.
All right, we're just talking nonsense at this point. We better go ahead and... No, I'm just saying, we're going to go watch the movie and then talk about what other things we can do about this. I think
Game of Lies. I'm thinking with Game of Lies for this one. All right,
we're going to go watch Wesley Snipes now. We've heard.
All right.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Go on.
I am a killer. I remember the first time I killed someone. Just pull the trigger and move on. I don't know what's right, what's wrong anymore. I don't even know the difference.
The CIA cannot be connected to this. Today's world, who knows if your actions will get you a medal or a trial.
The Red Veil Corporation.
They've been financing an arms dealer named Frank Smith. Take Smith and Red Veil out.
Done. I need you to coordinate the mission. You ready?
Hell yeah, always.
You ever noticed there's no safe in the world like a stack of cash?
There's been a change of plans, Marcus.
Oh yeah?
We're taking the fucking money. We're getting the fuck out of here.
Well, I guess that puts us on opposite sides.
Back. Wesley Snipes.
Go back to jail. Just go back to jail, man.
Playing his game. The game with your heart, girl.
Girl, you got my heart, girl.
Yeah.
Game of my heart, girl.
Game of death for Wesley Snipes from 2010, starring also Robert Davi, Ernie Hudson, Zoe Bell, and probably somebody else I'm not thinking of right
Assassins
now.
Assassins 1 through 4.
Skipping 5 and 6.
And then Assassin 7.
Yeah, yeah, what the hell?
How to pronounce that, the nurse name? Excuse me, the doctor name?
No, I don't know. I don't know who the doctor is.
Anjani? Alice?
You said that person's familiar. I have no idea who that person is.
I've seen her in things. I came.
I got crumbs in your beard.
That happens, man.
I saw her in my dreams. Does that count? Mm-hmm. Is that a top 4 IMDb thing?
No.
I don't think so, huh?
I saw her in my dreams?
Yeah.
Only in my dreams. That's Tiffany, right?
Yes. Yeah. No, no. Debbie Gibson.
Is it Debbie Gibson?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. But the problem with Tiffany is she had the hits, and that's it. She had, I think We're Alone Now.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing else to Tiffany.
That's what I was thinking was, whatever.
Every time you're thinking, well, Debbie Gibson clearly only had a song, but she had her share of other songs.
Right.
Oh, you know what the problem was? Because I'm looking at the cast list right now. They had dudes playing, the same dude playing Assassin 4 and Assassin... Oh, Agent 4, Assassin 7, Agent 5, Assassin 8. I'm guessing they rolled over to be Assassin once they switched being whatever the other person is. So you're looking at...
That's budget cuts right there.
Yeah, I guess so. So the girl that you were talking about is Anjanue Ellis.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she played Rachel. And you would know her from The Help. Men of Honor, Ray, and Undercover Brother.
Ray is what I would have. Ray more than anything.
Yeah, I know it from Undercover Brother.
I know. See, I remember from Ray more as one of his ladies. I think was that his wife? Played his wife. Like the actual one he had legitimate marriages to.
No, I think that played a singer. Remember the one he was having an affair with before?
Oh, the one that went crazy. Well, that was Regina Hall.
No, before Regina. He broke up with her.
I have to look and see what and the credit is on this.
Brick in the car.
She's
in Notorious as well.
Who'd you pay faith?
She played Sandy.
The from
right. I don't know what.
He just watched.
Only Sandy I know is from Grease.
Yeah, well, I'm just throwing that out there.
Only Sandy I know is from SpongeBob SquarePants.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, Ray.
How much
Ray,
you think this movie Ray. Cost to make?
Think Darian Warren is. Oh wait, no, never mind. That was the test. She played Marianne Fisher. Is what she played in that movie?
Probably one of his little hoes and sad hoes.
So you're asking me how much Game of Death cost?
Yes, I would say
there's a Blu-ray copy of this. If you're curious, if
I would say Wesley Snipes probably was the most expensive thing on site on set.
Some of those establishing shots, though.
So I'm gonna say
yeah, no shit. They really wanted it. Oh,
I'm gonna say $10 million.
$13 million,
which is a lot more than what this movie should have been. Yeah.
Okay.
When I looked at them, I was like, maybe 4 or 5 million. $13 million. What?
I mean, like with the attempts of trying to be fancier than it was. A lot of establishing shots. A lot of weird artsy black and white switches. Some...
Here's the attempt at trying to explain whatever the hell this plot was.
Go ahead.
Wesley Snipes admiring a game of basketball played by Ernie Hudson and at least. Everybody else 40 years his junior.
And one kid in a fedora.
Yeah.
Playing basketball.
That is now Mike's hero.
Shit. Mike just want to go smack the motherfucker.
Yeah.
I really do.
And afterwards, Snipes follows him to the church, and he's like, story checks out. He's like, yeah, that's right. And so he's like, hey, hello, friend. It's church. Welcome to church. And he's like, I know I'm welcome to church. And he's like, well, okay, let's get this started here. And then they do the whole thing, bless me, Father, for I have sinned, like feeding a line to him. Because it's Wesley Snipes. He's not going to remember any of his lines. And then Wesley Snipes is like, look, everything's true about me. I am that undercover CIA agent. I did kill all those people. And here's my story. And so the rest of the movie is... the rest of the movie is a flashback of where he played an undercover CIA guy for Robert Davi. Who was owed $100 million? At you could call it bank evil, like this
by an Italian mobster, like a young 20-something-year-old Italian mobster's kid who should have been in a full jumpsuit and had Guido hair,
right? Like, and his whole thing was like, you better get that that rent money from that woman, or you're gonna have to kick her out, or I'm gonna kick your face. Where's my 10?
Yeah, I'm gonna cut off your balls.
Right.
You don't do this thing. Like, he was super Italian. Yeah, it was like his dad ran a real bank, and this was his bank.
Right, right.
But it still had a lot of money in it.
Yeah, and in the safe, they had $100 million laid out, which did not seem like anything at all to this bank, because there were crates of money just laying around elsewhere. This is where the budget went to, is making
money,
making all that fake money.
Making 100,000 stacks of fake money.
Right, they made tons of it. So,
10,000.
Robert is off to the bank as one does when they're old.
Like they actually Robert
yeah. Davi,
Robert
whatever.
Davi, yeah.
He's off with his best pal, Wesley Snipes, and he's reading the paper to Wesley Snipes, telling him, he's like, hey, you know, it's 2010. You know, there's a lot of people right now that are losing their houses to banks, and banks are getting bailouts. Isn't that sad? And he's like, yeah. He's being all Wesley Snipes.
He's undercover as a bodyguard for this guy, yeah.
Right, right, right. Turns out that this undercover operation where they were going to recover the $100 million, the people don't want them to get it recovered. They want to take the money for themselves. So they kill the main person in charge who was flying the helicopter and then just sit it down, and they say, you go and get Robert Davi for whatever reason. Why they didn't wait until he got the money, who knows. Maybe they were waiting... did they start shooting whenever he changed course? That's what happened.
He had a heart attack.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't know what the hell was going on.
Sure.
He got nervous.
So, yeah, Robert Davi, as old people do, had a heart attack. And Wesley Snipes is like, well, we better go to a hospital first. And the other guy says, I concur. And then everybody else is like, no, get the money first. And he's like, all right, fine. Hospital. And then bang, 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 bang. But not bang, bang, because it was everybody had a silencer. And it was like,
pew, 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 pew.
Like that.
Loud spitting.
Yeah, that's
loud
about it. Yeah, and so Wesley Snipes makes it into the hospital. Nobody really cares about the dead guy that's now behind the wheel of the car.
Actually, he been kicked out the day guy.
He got kicked out. He kicked the driver.
Oh, yeah,
driver
it's true. But the, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But there's another busted window than a ton of blood.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's not from a heart attack. Nobody bleeds blood from a heart attack.
Yeah, that's a hell of a heart attack. I don't know how your heart won that attack, if that's the case.
Okay. So he's now being taken care of by these people. And Wesley Snipes, it's never brought up again, has a diabetes attack. And it's the same sort of like craving that like a cartoon animal go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs or something. Like, he just loses his mind. He's like, oh, can I get a candy bar or something? Just get me something to drink. And the woman's like, sure. How about I get a date and then I'll let you live? How it went.
They could have just straight up given him some orange juice or a candy bar.
Right, right.
He decided to check his blood sugar and quiz him and try to give some bedside manner.
Right,
winka,
right.
Winka.
Really,
and so everybody in the CIA is getting very impatient about this, so they infiltrate and kill all the security guards, and they kill that nurse.
Also, was the whole CIA behind it?
Yeah.
Like, no. The entire CIA, what it felt like.
Well, the whole point was they were supposed to recover that money, but those particular people, Zoe Bell and whoever that dude was, with their group of Will Sasso and other assassins... Mm-hmm.
Will Sasso.
they decided we'll keep the $100 million because $100 million is a lot of money, and it's true. Like that's like if you're waiting for a big score, $100 million is not a bad place to start. Like, that'll get you a new identity. You can go to a different country. You can live like a relatively decent king, like a principality of some kind.
I'd live poor, but I know I'd have money.
Nah, right? On a beach. $100 million is not that much. Nah.
This is more than I got. I'll take 100. I work with 100 million right now.
Yeah, I think so.
It's not like it's 110 million.
No, well, of course.
Well, they lost 10,000 in that from a bet. why he decided to bet that, I don't know. But
house money.
So, yeah. So Wesley Snipes is now trying to hunt down all these CIA agents. He's killing some. He's not killing others. He specifically does not kill Zoe Bell, who does not shut up in this movie. For whatever reason, she's like, look, I know we want to kill you and all, but how about we cut you in now? Clearly, we can go backsies on this or something.
Do you think
I don't
know. From the time that she wasn't allowed to talk as a stunt double? Like, she was a...
Did you see Death Proof? She said tons of stuff in Death Proof, man.
Death Proof was her first movie where she was able to talk. Like,
right, but that came out before this did.
I know, but what has she been in since Death Proof in this?
She was in Hateful Eight. And she was in Django Unchained.
She was in Hateful Eight.
Yeah, she played the cabin driver. She was the New Zealander that was in the flashback.
That's right. But that was all after 2010.
Right. Right.
But
yeah, so she's been in things.
Yeah, and also she also tried to hit on Wesley Snipes in this movie.
Oh yeah, that too.
They were throwing puss at him left and right.
It's almost like he doctored the script. He's like, not enough women are hitting on me.
Can you make the doctor want to fuck me?
Yeah,
can woman trying to kill me want to fuck me?
Eventually, they
fuck me.
they catch Wesley Snipes and bonk him on the head, as you do. You do that with him and the field mice, if you're little bunny foo-foo. And they decide to pin him for the doctor's murders, which they've done everywhere. The head CIA guy that wants to get away with this money has absolutely no problem with killing tons of people. Like, anybody that is an accessory to this movie is dead. Anybody that was in the hallway, whatever it is. So eventually they wheel a half-unconscious Robert Dobby out to Bank Evil and bring him in. It seems like no time at all. What's kind of frustrating is there is now an APB out for Wesley Snipes because he's like the worst. And they go to the hospital. He gets out of the hospital into an ambulance, and there is no chase scene with him and the cops. Like, there was no reason to bring the cops back up. They made a nice establishing thing at the beginning that said, cops, you don't need to go into this. This is a CIA operation. It's like, okay, that's good. We don't have to worry about cops in this. But then they bring cops back into the movie, and if you're going to do that, then you have cops that should be chasing Wesley Snipes. But Wesley Snipes is like Hannibal Lecter in the second Hannibal movie, where he just kind of waltzes out of things, right. No problem. And that part was not in the budget whatsoever.
Well, yeah, but yeah, also, like, the getaway in the ambulance, you steal an ambulance so you can get somewhere with the sirens on.
Mm-hmm.
And he just drove quickly, quickly, not fast, quickly, without the sirens on.
And it's like, well, And like everybody that he's passing is like, well, we finally have an honest ambulance driver. Like they just have a lead foot.
Yeah.
And they're like, I can do whatever I want. As opposed to like the other ones that flip the lights on. Like, I just got to get everywhere and stuff. Yeah. So
he could have driven a straight line with the lights on.
He could have definitely gotten there quicker.
Instead he just dipped in and out of traffic. Also, there was a part earlier where I loved where they blocked the street off for the chase scene for the movie, and you can clearly see the cop blocking the street off.
Yeah,
it's not for it's not part of the movie. That's just part of the.
It was called a production. Cop block.
That was just part of the production that he was just
cop
standing next to the car with his arms folded, and they didn't know how to edit that.
It's a living.
Oh, it's a good living. Did y'all? I ain't gonna go off subject.
We're trying to explain this very intricate film here, okay? In the process, you find out how the CIA decided to come about, like, to steal stuff because they're all frustrated about being workers. Yeah, she's right there. What? Yeah, it's a cat, man.
Wait, why is she just sitting right there behind me like that, man?
Because she wants food, and this is her way of begging and looking at you at the
just
same
making,
time.
Just making people, that's an animal. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
We have our first flashback and a flashback with Zoe Bell explaining what, like, I've had enough of this saving people's lives. I want money.
Right. Yeah, and so deep that it involved a plot in one of her undercover stings where
I think she was in undercover garments.
That too, because she was in something very low-cut party dress, like she was out there entertaining gentlemen.
It was the Game of Death rap party, I think is what happened, as they were filming that.
Yeah, and the two guys around to get shot. So it shows that in her past, she's done a lot of shit that she didn't want to do.
Yeah,
and that's part of it. But it also made, like, there was no need to show that. You just spent extra money you could have taken to get that cop out of that shot. You could have just not filmed that scene and saved it. Or you just have her explain, I've done a lot of shit. I get it, but don't show me something she did and then not explain what the fuck was going on there. That was
more,
crazy.
More exposition with Wesley Snipes and Ernie Hudson is what it should have been. Like, Ernie Hudson's like, why did the CIA turn on everyone? And he'd be like, them's some greedy bitches. And then that's all you needed to hear.
That's how it be, man.
Yeah, how else are you going to deal with this sort of thing? Eventually, Wesley Snipes, after 40 minutes of driving around town, like, he just completely forgot where that bank was.
Filmed in real time.
And he gets to the bank. The CIA agents are just killing people left and right. It's like, which way to the safe? And they're like, oh, down that hallway. Thank you. Bam, bam, bam. Like, every single person along the way. And the doctor who's now with Robert Dobby the whole time, she's like, another dead person.
I couldn't
think. This is not what I do. I do the opposite. Yeah, that's what I'm supposed to do. So eventually they make their way to the bank, and you see everything in suitcases. So they're like, we didn't want suitcases. We want satchel bags full of money. And so, like, good thing we brought our own satchel bags, and they stuff all the money in there. And then Wesley Snipes finally is there to save the day. And then I would say a series of about 10 minutes of just poor decisions on both teams' parts.
Yeah.
Just like, you send the doctor over this way. The doctor does this and gets into situations. I'm not saying the problem is we're dealing with people that just don't know how to work. Like, they're just being all dumb about the situation there. And the main issue is they're having a problem with script,
jump on the table.
Trying to keep certain people alive to get to the final scene.
Right.
Eventually, all they needed to do is to keep the doctor alive, keep Wesley Snipes alive, and keep that main bad dude alive who's not Zoe Bell, because Zoe Bell dies. So,
yay.
Yeah, eventually they get to the top of the roof. Wesley Snipes gets a tete-a-tete with that dude that involves him involves him breaking every part of his body.
Including his spirit.
Yeah, and just leaving him in a pretzel and taking his money, which is what happens afterwards. And with huge amounts of police force outside of the bank, mind you, also that and like tons of security footage where they could see him leave. What does he do? In his same suit that he's been wearing this entire time, just walks out with a satchel full of that money and heads to Detroit and goes to Ernie Hudson. I'm guessing he just never left the city. Is this whole thing take place in Detroit?
Yeah, I guess that's what they're trying to say.
Yeah, so he just didn't go anywhere. He just went to a church.
Well, he's like, hey, man, I heard they got a church with a black priest. Yeah, that one. All right, that's my church.
Right. then there's no relationship established at all. Like, he didn't go to this church. He just went there. He left the bag of money eventually with them after they did, like, a prayer. And then movie ends. And that's it.
Yeah. And I'm not Catholic, but wasn't that a Catholic church?
No, it was a Catholic church.
Sure.
So, if the priest gets some money dropped to him, he's not going to keep it at his church. He's going to give it to the Vatican.
That's right.
That's not really how that works.
Well,
all the churches owned by the Vatican.
Well, right? Yeah, there's usually a Catholic diocese that is a big head over all of them.
Well, you know,
here
I mean,
you go. Here's $10 million that I got from this guy.
That's never how donating money works. Like you could drop off dollars in here in collections for the church,
right?
And that goes
to
a collective fund,
right?
But if any big money, like a donation of somebody donated like a few thousand dollars, even it's gonna go. But to like a bigger church organization that doles it out, a lot of church donations in town, especially go to like Our Lady of the Lake, because they're all under the big Catholic umbrella.
That's true.
It's all a business. I mean,
Of course.
I mean, most things to collect that kind of money, it has to be some kind of organization. So that's
they're evil bank too. We just dealt with one evil bank, and now we got the other evil bank.
He's just being lazy. You know what he could have did? Could have got like some small bags and stuff, and just put some money in each bag and just go up to each house in Detroit, because it's a poor city, and just leave it on the porch of houses.
It was like, even I think about the movie Ghost. Like, as I got older, it was like they just dropped all that money off in that thing. It's like,
right,
those nuns aren't gonna go cash a check and turn it and help an orphanage. They got a whole lot of shit to go through now.
That's
almost a hassle for them. Fuck, what are we gonna do with this?
The best thing for him to do was to get like a helium tank and get some balloons, tie like $10,000 to each balloon, and just let it go off into and just let it randomly fall in like people's hands. Hey, here's $10,000. You're like, well, if you had $10,000 fall from the sky, what are you going to do? You're not going to tell anybody.
That's money from the Lord.
Yeah, that's exactly money from the Lord. That would require a lot of work. I mean, he didn't have the whole $100 million. I think he only had 50 by the time.
I don't think he got down. But see, that wasn't $100 million. Whatever was, I think that entire room was money.
Sure. Like,
but I don't think, because I did the math. They said it was $100 million in $100 bills. Each stack was $10,000.
Yes.
It would be 10,000 stacks of money is what $100 million is.
Okay.
Those two duffel bags wouldn't hold 10,000 stacks of money.
All right. He probably had a couple million in there.
He probably ended up with
20 million?
No, I don't think it was that much.
Not that much. Not in per duffel bag. They got a couple million max.
Yeah,
in each duffel bag.
As we have learned from movies, you can only fit about 8 heads in a duffel bag.
Yeah.
So you're looking at about 8 heads worth of money.
A stack.
A stack could usually be 100 bills, right?
Yeah. Well, no. They said it was 10,000 when they threw a stack on that dude, right?
Yeah.
That's how he must say a stack was. So, okay. I mean, each duffel bag may have had a couple million in it.
If we want to do some MythBusters, I have stacks of ones that we can try with if you want to.
But the point is, $100 million, they didn't walk out with that. Just the girl and the guy. They didn't walk out. They walked out with maybe a couple mil apiece. Mm-hmm. Dropped one of the bags, and he didn't even pick it up for whatever reason. So he's down to just a couple mil out of what was supposed to be $100 million score. And they're like, Wesley Snipes skates with that. He bought him a new sweater, clearly, when he was at the church. He got a new leather jacket with fur. That was a couple grand right there. So
right.
He spent a stack on some clothes and probably a car.
I've been having some legal problems. I don't need to have more money them to find
you
it.
You can't have any unaccounted for money anymore.
I'm dropping it at this church. It's now your problem. Bye.
You handle it, the Lord.
Right. For Wesley Snipes films, this wasn't bad. It had moments where it was entertaining on them moving quickly, but it wasn't a good movie.
I think it was a retread. It was like a combination. I've seen hints of art. You ever seen Art of War with Wesley Snipes?
Yeah.
The
one with him
and
Sean Connery, right? Yeah. Him and Sean Connery.
No, that's Raising Sun. Rising Sun.
Yes.
Yes, correct.
Raising Sun. Rising Sun.
Raising the Sun is
Art of War is kind of is when he is betrayed by his team of, he was like a government agent, and he was betrayed by his team.
Well, I mean,
he was set up like he killed somebody.
He is, apparently, his shit is being betrayed and set up by your team. It's straight up U.S. Marshals. It had all the potential to go U.S. Marshals at a certain point.
No, this is a very simple storyline to get him in to do some action scenes. That's all they were going. And Mike found the title. It was said to them, because this title is not Game of Death. That is the dumbest title for this movie. Right. It makes no sense. I understand. I don't think that guy made a game of killing people. He just was like...
He just killed people.
He just killed people.
He didn't any medium or nothing. He was just dead.
It should have been called The Perfect Boy Scout. That would have been so much better for this.
Perfect Boy Scout.
Was this a sequel to The Last Boy Scout?
No.
Prequel.
It's a prequel, because you have the last one. What other Boy Scouts you got? That's it.
Yeah,
it's got to happen before that.
Yeah, but
during the housing crisis of 2008,
that was one time. But here's the thing about the movie that got was killing me. They set up for all this stuff that could happen, and zero payoff.
Right.
Zero. He got a badge in the hospital, used it once. He said they call the cops to set this cop up. Call all the cops to go to the hospital to set him up. He walks out scot-free. Nobody noticed him. He doesn't turn on the... He gets an ambulance, but doesn't turn on the thing. He tells her, pick up the gun and shoot him. She kicks it 4 inches away and then dodges it. All these things get set up, and zero payoff.
Right.
Game of
tears. And the diabetes. Not used another, again.
Yeah, really. The whole part with Robert Dobby, where he's talking to the doctor while they're in the vault, He's just like,
that was the most ridiculous one.
Okay, here we go. The whole time, the big deal is to keep this dude alive. So he's like, okay, hey, Doc, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to pretend like my chest hurts again, right? And I'm going to be like, whoa, be like that, right? And you're going to be like, help this guy, right? We're going to do it. Okay, cool. And they do that to nothing. Nobody gives a shit. There was no change in anybody's demeanor.
I'm coming to see you, Elizabeth. He's like faking the heart attack.
It's exactly. It's like a kid faking school, faking sick at school. I'm gonna pretend I'm sick. Like, oh, I'm sick, and the teacher's still going over multiplication
and ignoring
the shit out. Nobody cared. They ignored him. I was like, oh, this is gonna play out. It was like nothing at all. Nothing.
That'd have been great if this whole thing was a fake heart attack. It just didn't.
It was just all a dream while he was having a fake heart attack.
I'll say about that name for a movie since I did.
Fake heart attack.
Fall asleep in this movie.
Called ZZZZZ.
Yeah, I think I dreamed of you. I don't know.
It was a dream. It was all a dream.
What dreams may come.
It was all a dream.
He can dream about you, but I can't. Hold you tonight.
Confessions of a Dream. Confessions. Because he started off with the confessions. Confessions of a tease. I don't know.
Yes, he's writing into a church. Hey, church, you won't believe what happened to me.
Dear priest.
And it's David Duchovny reading this letter.
You call it Black Priest Can't Snitch. That's why he went to Ernie Hudson, the Black Priest. He's like, you can't tell nobody, right?
Yeah.
You ain't see me. All right,
we got a better title. Black Priest Can't Snitch.
If Woody Harrelson would have showed up, I'd have lost it.
He runs into him, he makes
playing basketball. Yeah. That's where you been?
Oh, that would have been great.
But it's like, did he owe a favor to Ernie Hudson? Because I feel like, why even have Ernie Hudson in this movie?
I really think he was in this town and he was just being pro-black. He's they got a black priest at a Catholic church? Yeah. Hey, bro.
He's in there. Yeah, he's in there for a paycheck. B, he's a name. If you need to establish any, and not to say they didn't have names with Wesley Snipes, but you need to have people around Wesley Snipes to sell a movie.
Especially
if you're spending $13 million on
Ernie Hudson's always been a good, safe bet. He's never done anything that scared anybody. He's been on Once Upon a Time.
Yeah. It's like Danny Glover past is basically why he's on
He was in Once Upon a Time. It's been a little... you see him, you know who he is.
Right.
You may not even remember his name right off. Or you do, but Ernie Hudson's never had a scandal or something.
What was that movie he was in? Oh, you're talking about Real Life. I thought you were talking about what he played in.
No, in Real Life.
There was that one time where he went to jail and they put him on an island where he had
No, what was that movie?
That was a movie.
The high school principal, but he was really selling drugs for the school.
Oh, that was his edgier time, huh?
It was a karate.
A substitute?
No, that was Tom Berenger?
It was Substitute. He had a whole show where he broke a board.
Herman sees more bad movies than I do.
I think now that's kind of a black people thing. I'm not gonna lie. That's why we we know a ton of karate movies. That's why we can sit here and talk about China O'Brien. That's a real black people thing. I've never really understood.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because I know me and my cousins to this day, we'll talk about Ninja 3, The Domination, and V8, and the V8. See, that's black people shit right there. Hey, yeah. Remember the V8? I remember the V8. Cuz it's real weird. The V8 though.
I know what audience I'm having to play to, and the audience is Herman. So it's I fully understood that. Like whenever anything that's listed as Criterion, I'm not even suggesting to Herman.
Think about the other choice I was thinking about, like Unleashed, another karate film with Jet Li and everything.
You were pushing that hard, and like really, you were stretching to get that one. Yeah, like,
tonight, like what was the first suggestion y'all had?
Unstoppable.
And I was with it. Like, and then Game of Death popped up, and I was like, yo, that's a Bruce Lee movie. All right, I got to see what this is. And I'm so sad about that.
What was the... I wish we would have won one.
I still think it needs to be called Game of Death, because I don't know any other title that really matters for that film.
If you're going to have something nonsensical, might as well just call it Game of Death. Yeah. Just call it Movie of Garbage. And, like, it was so... Film of Lies.
Black people can't snitch, and Game of and black, Movie of Garbage.
Black priests can't snitch, and Film of Garbage.
Oh, no, black people do snitch. Yeah, I'll tell you that much.
That's priests. Black priests don't.
No, they
that's
can't.
True. They can't snitch.
They took what you say? I swore an oath.
Yeah, to the Lord. Yeah. And as long as you say an Our Father out loud to that statue man over there, then you're good.
Yeah, that was almost like their handshake at the beginning and the end. It's like
that's Catholic Church. Start with a prayer, end with a prayer, and you walk out and leave some money.
Yeah,
it's literally Catholic Church all the time.
Okay, I think we had enough here. Yeah. Anything else anybody want to say about what's happening in the coming weeks? Anybody want to promote anything? We haven't been lately, so that's fine.
No, I don't know. There's...
We have given our top films of 2016. Would you like to say what your favorite movie was of 2016?
I didn't have any.
Okay. No, sorry, films. Work harder.
Civil War, whatever. Let's say Civil War.
Civil War. You know, like Deadpool?
Okay. Deadpool, that came out this year?
It came out 2016.
Oh, with Deadpool. Yeah. I forgot how long. I've watched it too many times. It seems like it's been out longer than
that. Take
it has.
That Ken Burns documentary. Sorry. You don't win on Civil War. The Deadpool.
Keanu.
Yeah,
Keanu
was dope. Actually, I enjoyed the shit out of
that. I gotta go watch that. It was
starring Reggie Raw. I think he went under Reginald Veriss for that. Yeah. He's in that movie.
Right in the beginning.
He even says stuff like it's not like a walking part or anything.
Oh man,
so.
When I see him, I gotta go watch it then.
Yeah, it's real good.
I see him every day almost, basically.
Reggie's getting it in. Like I'm not mad at it. Like he does all the little. I can't do it. They can't. They're not gonna put me in anything that.
You ain't gonna try out for Black Panther.
At what point? They got all the black people in Hollywood and Black Panther.
It's in Atlanta anyway. It's not around here. Like they decided to film it over there instead of.
Yeah, it's actually, but it's African. Nick's gonna be in Africa.
Yeah,
there's no part of me that looks like I should ever be in Africa.
I guess you could pass for Egyptian.
I can pass. You know what? You're right. I could pass. Now you're talking. That's a different Egypt. That's a different Africa.
You'd be like the Saul. You would be like the tour guide that had to wear a fuzz or something on top of his head.
Hello, welcome to the kingdom of Talaka. I can't even say the name right now. Zakala. What's the name?
Wakanda.
It is Wakanda. What's their names? What's his name?
I am the ambassador from Zamunda and Wakanda.
That's what I was thinking of. T'apostrophe.
Yeah.
T'Challa. Zamunda.
Yeah. Deadpool was Herman, so that's why he was basically saying you want Deadpool, right? That's the number one film.
I even heard of Rob's number one film. No, you did.
Oh, it was The Good Guys.
You did.
Is it The Good Guys?
Nice Guys? No.
Nice Guys, yeah.
It was Hell or High Water was
that's
one.
You told me about that one too. I haven't seen that either.
Oh, you haven't heard of
I don't think a lot of the other
seven
stuff
on
other
the movies.
Yeah, I made a list, and I noted that I had seen 94 films that had been technically released in 2016.
I only seen 41.
Yeah,
I've only seen like four.
Yeah, so I watch way too many movies, but Hell or High Water was an awesome Western. That's why I like out of the movies I saw, that one's I can easily recommend to somebody else. That's why I put that at number one. Like I have no problem telling someone about that film. Like the number two on my list was a movie in French, and that's all I need to like tell somebody before they're like, I don't know, no, I don't need to see it. It's like, but Paul Verhoeven directed it. Come on, that's the guy that did Showgirls, right?
Huh? You're not selling me on this one now.
Oh, RoboCop.
He okay, you got me back. Yeah. I'm back.
See, now you're talking to the audience again.
Yeah, Starship Troopers. He's done. It's not to say what he's doing is dramas. He just hasn't lost his touch that he's had for those films. It's just not the same big bloody action films that he's done before. It's a completely different type of movie. And I don't know any other way to describe it. It's just it takes so many turns that you wouldn't expect a film like that to take. It's called L. Describing it makes it worse, I think. That's the problem. I was only in a lot of films that I saw. If I describe it, it just makes it worse because I don't think I can sell it well. So anyway, my cat's about to tear something up, so we're going to call it quits now. There Can Be Only One podcast. My name is Robert Rao.
Herman Omega Brown Davis.
Mike, regular name Monterey.
Good night, everybody.
Later.
Them in
the
Bayou.
Yeah,
Jesus, I remember that. Yeah, which one was Hard Target? Who was it?
Van Damme. That
yeah, they showed a preview of that when we were watching. We were going to watch Hard Boil on the big screen. They showed because that was John Woo's first American film, Hard Target, and it is his name was LeBeau.
It was almost like Remy LeBeau. He was almost fucking Gambit.
Yeah, and yeah, he was. He basically went full Cajun on his accent too. Yeah. Because if you're in the heart of New Orleans, that's the only accent anyone understands.
Yes, I mean me. Yeah. As everybody's speaking New Orleans, Cajun.
This hard Cajun accent that Herman has.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But also, there was another movie with Michael Dudikoff.
American Ninja?
No, not that one. It was another one where it was in New Orleans, and I think they were hunting people. It was a Michael Dudikoff. I remember because I watched it a lot when I was younger. I think it was Michael Dudikoff. I think Carl Weathers was in it. If not, it was the other guy who was like Carl Weathers.
Why is there so many movies about people getting hunted down in New Orleans? Damn.
Because the bayou is so... People are so intrigued by this... By the swamps for some reason. And that's the thing. How many real swamps are there in New Orleans like
there's
that?
No, that's the thing. Like, I have not seen a swamp until I actually was flying over New Orleans. I was in the Vegas. And I was like, oh, so that's what a swamp is.
Yeah, but it's just like... you don't go to the French Quarter and then right off of Bourbon, it's a swamp. Yeah. That's not how it works.
No.
Alright, so the top 10 movies about hunting humans, it exists on here, and I had to drag down.
Predator got me in
The Woman Hunt, Targets, based loosely on, Atrocity? Boy, I don't like this one. I've given up on the website, because it's got all these stupid pop-ups on it, but whenever I did it, the first thing that came up was Surviving the Game. Which is the IC one. So, yeah. He's the trendsetter. Which is weird because, like, I understand your thought about trying to kill him, but why would you like put him out in the middle of nowhere and feel like he'd be that would be the way you would hunt him down. It seems a lot more fun to like rent out an Area 51 to do that, you know? we've got this for the weekend. Sorry kids, you can't have this. We're just killing humans. We'll clean everything up.
We're only killing for Saturday. Sunday is cleanup.
Right.
That's Sunday fun day.
That's the day the Lord and we rested after killing humans. So
we got real tired on that one.
Okay.